So this next section of class, see, it's my favorite. I think I say that about everything.
You say it about every section.
So I love this section of nutrition, learning how to take basic spices that we normally cook with, or maybe are brand new to us, and learning how to utilize that spice as a balancing medicinal effect. Not that we're going to practice medicine, but when we know, okay, I've got cough aggravation, should I choose this spice or this spice? So I'm going to talk about all the different qualities of spices, probably a lot more that's even in the slides, but I'm going to cover at least 11 common spices. Now, there's spices that are used more so in our Ayurvedic culinary foods, or Indian foods, but they're things that you've got in your cabinet, garlic, turmeric, black pepper, etc. And we're going to talk about the effects on the body, as well as what we use them for to keep us in optimal Anamaya Kosha physical balance so that we can do all the other things we're trying to do in life. So let's start with this spice, cumin. In Ayurveda, it's called jiraka, and cumin is a small seed that comes from a plant. So cumin, I've got a jar here we could pass around. Hopefully everybody at home has got some access to spices, but cumin is a very small seed.
Can you hold that up to there?
And it is available at any grocer, but before I talk about any other spice, if you're passing the bowl, take the spoon and put about 4 to 5 seeds. If you're a squeamish palate, take 2 seeds. If you have a courageous palate, take about 5 seeds and put it in your hand and look at it first. Don't eat it yet.
Is that the cumin?
Yeah, the cumin coming around. Do it with the spoon. Okay, so cumin, just like any other spice, do you get the same effect from a spice that has been sitting in the Goodwill spice rack that was their grandmother's spice from 10 years ago? Still smells like cumin. It's lost its medicinal effect. It's just a flavor at that point. It doesn't have value, karmic interactive value. It just has smell and flavor at best. So make sure spices, when you're cooking with them for intentional medicinal reasons, are fresh. What do I consider fresh? At least less than 2 years if it's in seed form. If it is in powder form, no longer than 1 year if you've kept it in the freezer.
In the freezer?
Freezer. So if you don't know where your herbs came from and how old they are, you might want to buy them fresh. Okay? My favorite way to do it is go to Sprouts, which is a local grocer here, and they have all the jars at the end cap. So you just get a little scoop and that's it. I don't buy a pound at a time because how long is it going to take me to go through a pound of cumin? 10 years. So I'm no longer in a medicinal property from that cumin. So that applies to any herb. The fresher, the better effect you get from it. So let's look at cumin in and of itself. If you have a little bit of cumin at home, I recommend taking 2 to 5 seeds and just put them in your mouth. Let it moisten a little bit. Let your salivation moisten it first. And just give it a little gentle nibble. If it's powder form, just take a little finger and put it on your tongue and ask yourself, what flavor is it? What's the rasa? Is it sweet? Is it bitter? Is it kind of astringent?
Pungent.
Huh? It's a little bit pungent. So each of the spices have its medicinal property based off of its flavor, its rasa. Okay? Cumin is excellent for reducing vata and pitta. Excellent for reducing vata and pitta. Well, it's nice for kapha, but it's even better for vata and pitta. Cumin is an excellent digestive aid. It helps you not only digest your food better because it allows the nutrients to be assimilated better, but cumin has a very specific effect on vata, the subdosha of vata that is responsible for making sure all the vata goes down. So we talk in an herbology class about anulomaniya karma, karma action, anulomaniya, making sure that vata is flowing in a downward motion instead of burpy, belchy, gassy bloating. It ensures that vata is flowing more optimally through the digestive system. So it's excellent for reducing gas and bloating. How do you use it in these situations? Do you just chew it? You can. You can just take a little jar. A lot of times you'll see a little jar like this in my purse, and it's got some cumin and fennel and cloves, and I just don't put it in my mouth. Chew them up. Well, that's if you like the flavor. My palate is advanced, and I'm just like, oh, that's delicious. I love these little seeds. Well, you got to know how much to eat, too. You don't eat like the whole jar full. That'd be too irritating to your gut. So, you know, maybe a quarter teaspoon of seeds. Or you can make it into a tea. You could take half a teaspoon or maybe even a whole teaspoon. Put it in hot water. Stir it. Drink it. It'll work that way. Or you can saute it in your ghee or your food with your preparations. Like if you do a saute or anything like that, you put it in with the fats first. So in order to illuminate the medicinal property into the food, you don't just sprinkle it on top. You can get the medicinal properties from the herb much better if you put it in the saute fat first. But if you're not cooking with a fat, well, that's fine. But if you're cooking with oil, or you're cooking with butter, or you're cooking with ghee, put the spices in that first.
Can you heat up maybe like olive oil or coconut oil, put it in there, or put it in a little jar and make
sure.
It like that?
Yeah. So can you, you know, cook it in some oil and then eat it like that? Sure. Like roasted cumin seeds kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you can. But they better be fresh. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to do that and then eat that 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
Now you've kind of lost the medicinal effect because it's already been cooked and then held. Doesn't mean it's totally lost, but it's not as good as fresh. Another thing that cumin is excellent for is reducing hoarseness of voice. Why would the voice be hoarse? Oftentimes it's vata that is coming up and staying. So it helps that hoarseness fade away. It's excellent for reducing symptoms of asthma. Cumin controls the flow of vata. Many asthmatic symptoms, not all of them, many asthmatic symptoms are due to prana flow. So it helps the prana flow, the air flow, in a more optimal manner. Okay. Other things that it helps with, rashes and skin inflammation. We said it reduces pitta. We know that pitta is responsible for a lot of skin irritations and rashes. Not all. There's vata involved, there's kapha involved. But pitta really gets in there and causes a mess with the skin sometimes. And cumin is excellent for reducing that. Also, yes.
If you have like a rash or a skin irritation, like my friend has it on her eyes, like on her eye skin, it's really dry and puffy and red. Do you say cumin to drink?
Cumin tea.
Cumin tea.
Yes.
You wouldn't put it on there?
No. Not topical.
Oil or something?
No. No, because it's an internal problem causing the rash, not an external problem. Not all the time. But many times we see a rash and we're like, put something on the rash.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times that rash happened from an internal process. Now, if you got poison ivy or something, that's an external cause. But what we take internally is often more effective than what we take externally. Good question. Cumin is known for purifying the breast milk, galactagogue. So it helps purify the quality of breast milk. It also helps clear the uterus postpartum. So a lot of the postpartum mixtures that you take in Ayurveda have a lot of cumin in it because it helps that downward expulsion of the uterine contents that need to come out. So cumin in general helps reduce a lot of vata-related problems when vata is moving the wrong way. Gas, bloating, belching, abdominal discomfort from gas and bloating, skin issues related to pitta. And it's also very good for making sure that everything is moving down and clearing from the body, that anulomania effect. Okay. Now, cumin, like I said, can be done in a stir fry, seed, or powder form. It can be made into a tea, seed or powder form. Powder form, all you gotta do is add hot water, stir and steep. But seed, you have to put boiling water and let it sit for longer because the seed takes a little more time to say, okay, I'll give you the medicinal effects. All right, you talked me into it. Whereas the powder, it just gives it up right away because it's ground. Now, if I have seeds, I'm not going to grind up a bulk amount for, oh, I have a pound of cumin seeds. I'm going to ground up a tea for a year. No. I'll probably do it maybe at the beginning of the week. Keep it as fresh as possible. If you really want to be fancy about it, you're going to fresh grind it like you fresh grind your coffee beans each day if you drink coffee. So,
how much of it, like a teaspoon or tablespoon?
Teaspoon max.
One teaspoon
of powder.
Like one cup or?
For, you know, a cup or two. Yeah. If you're not under the direction of somebody who knows your condition or why you're doing it, I would never recommend more than a teaspoon twice a day. That would be like, okay, you don't know what you're doing now. Back off that cumin. Because there's, you know, more is not always better. So I would say 2 teaspoons maximum in a day, and you would need to know why you're taking it.
So if I get a hoarse throat all the time, would cumin tea help me?
Depends on why it's hoarse. Sometimes we have hoarseness because it's thick and cough aggravated. If it's a dry, scratchy vata hoarse voice, then yes, I would say maybe 1/2 teaspoon twice a day. See if it reduces it. Yeah.
Okay.
Good question. Okay, did everybody taste some cumin?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Interesting. Not offensive. Some people can't stand it. That's fine. Some people are just like, oh, me, I like it. I'll just get it there. Eat it. But I'm a kapha, Pitta constitution. And my particular taste palate enjoys it. Other people, you put it in a tea and they can't stand it at all. So it can be an acquired taste. It tastes completely different when you combine it with food. Completely different. But it can overpower a recipe quickly. Okay, let's move on to the...
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.